From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. The calls came at the same time as the Obama administration's plan to roll out these sanctions, which raised suspicions by U.S. intelligence officials and initiated an investigation. The Washington Post reported that the administration was warned that Flynn could be compromised because of its contacts with Russia. President Trump named General Keith Kellogg as acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous. And that is, of course, a strong message from President Trump and from the new U.S. administration. But it's actually also the message from 28 allies, because they all have agreed. And therefore, I expect them also to deliver.
Senator Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of goals for donations. NATO ministers will meet for 2 days beginning Wednesday. A Kenyan judge ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, but the government said it can only afford a 40% salary hike. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.